unaware that Jock Anderson has already been given the secret serum by Dr. Fez and is now completely under the control of the mad German genius, Dick Barton struggles to free himself from the small wooden chair he is tied to.
Jock, quick man. Whilst Fez is out of the room answering the telephone, untie my hands and help me up from this chair.
I cannot obey.
What are you talking about? Jock, for God's sake, untie my hands.
You are wasting your time, Barton. I have administered the serum to your friend, and now he is completely under my control.
You won't get away with this.
That is where you are mistaken. Once you have taken this pill, you too will be programmed to obey my every word.
I'm warning you, Fez, this won't work.
Tell Captain Barton it is time to take his pill.
Time to take your pill. Time to take your pill. Time to take your pill.
What the devil's going on?
Time to take your pill, sir.
Jock, must have been dreaming. Where am I?
You're at Richard and Sally's, sir. Don't you remember? Now just sit up, take your pill.
Damn pills. You'll have me rattling like a beggar's cup.
You've had a tricky operation, sir. Peace and quiet, that's what the doctor ordered. And that's what you're going to get, like it or no.
Well, stop clucking like a mother hen and get me a cup of tea, then.
It's on your bedside table, sir. Here's your paper. I'll leave you to it. I'll bring you up a poached egg.
Lost my appetite.
Well, do your best, eh?
Not too runny, then. And a rasher of bacon. Just the one.
A rasher of bacon.
And a kidney. I'll have a kidney.
Right, dear.
And Jock, bit of fried bread. Partial to a bit of fried bread.
Morning, Jock. How is he?
Oh, you know the old boy, Sally. Halfway between difficult and despotic. Can I make him some breakfast before I go? My train's not till 12.
My fridge is your fridge, Jock. Who is it?
Plumber! Gordon, damn it!
Hold on!
Blimey! It's like that Fort Knox place down America. No need for all that kind of thing, Mrs. Barton. Not around here.
Can't be too careful. You never know, do you?
And that dog of yours, friendly, is it?
Don't mind Ralph, he's electronic. Part of the security package.
Long as you switched his teeth off, eh, Mrs. B?
I don't suppose you've got kidneys, have you, Sally?
Kidneys? I'll have to nip out.
Jock! Jock!
Hi, sir!
I might manage a grilled tomato. And some lamb pennies.
Right, Mrs. Cadwallader. What can we do for you?
To be honest, it's really rather awkward. It isn't me, you see. It's Archie.
Archie?
The tablets you gave him.
Yes, the multivitamins?
Exactly.
Well, is there a problem?
Side effects.
Well, side effects?
Yes. Can't you prescribe something that gives him a little less zip?
I'm sorry, I don't follow.
So he doesn't make a nuisance of himself.
Ah.
I thought that Archie and I had settled for a life of amiable monotony. Now he wants me swinging from the chandeliers. I mean, what are you feeding him? Raw testosterone? Well,
multivitamins, that's all. To give him a boost.
A boost? I only wanted him to come walking with me like we used to, not chase me all over the ruddy common. He's a wild man. I'm 71 years old, Dr. Barton. I can't be expected to bend over the ironing board, not at my age.
It's just a course of vitamins, Mrs. Cadwallader. Frankly, I can't see how the tablets alone could give your husband this, his drive.
So it's my fault, is it? What do you think I've been up to, Doctor? Sneaking round the bedroom like some septuagenarian Madonna?
I've no doubt there's a perfectly simple explanation, really. Let me pop round first thing next week and have a look-see.
Oh, would you? I'd be most awfully grateful. Do you know, it's been like a breath of fresh air since you took over from old Willoughby. No. Silly bugger, couldn't tell an aspirin from an enema. You'd be better off with a vet. Well, you know what they say.
What's that, Mrs. Cadwallader?
Right, Monday morning, then. Look forward to it.
Excuse me, do you think you could park your sheep at the side of the road there?
Hello, you. What are you up to? Where are you, Sal?
I got lost looking for kidneys.
Come here, Maisie!
Say again?
Come here!
kidneys. Listen, Rich, I'm going to be late.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
How's Dad? Has he got his typewriter, by the way?
Help! Yes. Help!
Left him in bed, index finger poised over the keys, ready to strike.
Whilst looking for the chemical formula for the serum developed by mad German scientist Dr. Fez...
Whilst looking for the chemical formula for the serum developed by mad German scientist Dr. Fez, Dick Barton and Jock Anderson have been discovered by armed guards at the secret installation.
Look out, sir! Behind you! Are you all right, sir?
Not to worry, Jock. Just a flesh wound. Better take cover. Quick, behind these oil drums.
Bit of a tight spot, you sir.
We've been in tight spots before, old friend. Now, if we could just make our way towards that trap door... Right, in you go, Jock, quick as you can. Watch out, they're after us.
What the devil? What the deuce is going on?
All right, boss?
Who the dickens are you?
I'm the plumber.
Plumber? You don't look like a plumber to me. You're far too young. Where's your certificate?
But my what?
Certificate. Articles. Identification.
What's this? Am I blooming five? I came to fix the bug, that's all.
All right, Dr. Richard, what can I do you for?
Hello, Marge. Just a tomato juice or something. Got a hell of an afternoon.
Tomato juices, eh? Bit different from old Willoughby. Butcher in a bow tie, he was. Liked his sauce. Hollow legs. Left under a bit of a cloud, he did.
Really?
Well, you know what they say. Oh, Professor, don't tell me. Pint of old platy and a cheese cob, am I right?
Ah, Marjorie, as ever, your short-term recall facility is in perfect working order, yeah?
Ooh, I don't know what you're on about, Professor, but it don't half get me started.
Richard Barton, nice to meet you.
So, you are taking over from Dr. Willoughby. Poor Willoughby, a tragedy, yeah?
Well,
you know what they say.
What exactly do they say?
And how are you liking the country life?
Me? Oh, it's brilliant. I love it. So what brings you to Appledon?
I was looking for somewhere out of the way to set up my research until...
Research? Really? What's your field?
Clinical psychology. I am developing a new therapy system, accessing the positive energy within us all at the expense of the negative.
Yeah, so you're saying it's possible to take a psychopath and turn him into a philanthropist, is that it?
Yeah, something like that, yeah. Within every rebel is a desire to conform. Inside every recluse, we have a party animal, no? It's a question of diametrics. I call it my diametric therapy.
Oh, Richard, good! Thing he's playing up again. Every time I turn the radio off, the bloody thing goes bananas.
Sal, I've told you, disconnect it. We don't need it.
I need it, all right? Rich, can you do something? It's out there, terrifying the wildlife.
Okay, no problem.
Mrs. Barton, I'm very pleased to meet you. Hans Fassbinder.
Sorry? Oh, yes, sorry. You haven't seen my bag anywhere, have you? I wouldn't have left it in the car. I never leave it in the car. That's just asking for trouble.
No, I think that...
I only put it down a second ago and someone's walked off with it. Oh, why does it always happen to me?
If I might suggest, Mrs. Barton, could it be the one hanging from your shoulder, sir?
Oh, I should...
All right, that's it. I've disarmed the damn thing.
Richard, I've got all the shopping in the back.
It doesn't matter.
Anyone could just... Someone might
just...
Oh,
for goodness sake. Look, anyone want to nick our shopping? It's in the blue Toyota. The boot's open.
Richard.
Well, I must be going. It has been charming to meet you both.
You too, Professor. We must talk some more.
Absolutely. Listen, I am having a little get-together this evening. Nothing formal, you understand. Perhaps you would care to come along?
We'd love to, honestly. I just... That much work on.
Some other time, perhaps.
There's no reason why you shouldn't go, sir.
Oh, no, really, I don't think
why not?
Yeah, why not? Please, Mrs. Barton. You will be my special guest, yeah? Das ist gut. Shall we say around 7:30?
Having dropped through the trap door and locked it behind us, the mad doctor's henchman in hot pursuit...
Having dropped through the trapdoor and locked it behind them, the mad doctor's henchmen in hot pursuit, Dick Barton and Jock Anderson find themselves in a secret anteroom.
What's this, sir? Where are we?
It's my guess, Jock. We're in some kind of secret anteroom.
Anteroom? What's that when it's at home?
It's a room leading off to a larger room. You wouldn't have had one at home, Jock. Not unless you had a wealthy upbringing. Anyway, no time for that now. What? What's that noise?
Oh, my godfather, sir! The walls! Look at the walls!
Good heavens, you're right. They seem to be closing in on us. The room's getting smaller.
We'll be crushed to pulp, sir.
Steady now. Gotta keep a cool head. Look, up there, the window with the bars on it. It's gotta lead somewhere. Help! Help! Is there anyone there? Hello? Anyone there?
Hello? Anyone there?
Yeah? What?
Dad! Dad, are you up there? Dad!
Oh, God. Who's there?
It's me.
Who?
Dad, it's me. I left my keys at the surgery. I can't get in.
How do I know it's you? You could be anyone.
Dad, it's starting to rain.
What did we used to call you when you were a little lad?
What?
Come on. If you are who you say you are, you must know.
For God's sake.
Right, I'm calling the police. I've got a service revolver here, so don't try anything silly, whoever you are.
Dad! Hang on. Oh, Muffin. You used to call me Muffin.
Muffin! Richard, is that you?
Yes, it's me.
Why on earth didn't you say so, you fathead?
Dad, have you got the spare key I gave you?
What?
The spare key.
Oh, now where did I put the damn thing?
Have a look in your dressing gown.
Ah? Huh?
Your dressing gown.
There it is. Found it. In my dressing gown all the time. Thought so.
You want to throw it down then, Dad?
Right you are, Muffin. Bombs away.
Ow! Thank you.
Hello there.
Hello.
I bet you don't recognise me. My Audrey says she don't recognise me when I got my suit on. Says I look like someone else altogether.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're the...
That's me. Colin Meadows. Call for short.
How do you do?
She's used to see me in some old pullover and a pair of corduroys. Put me in a suit and I'm a man transformed. Transformed, my Audrey says.
Well, you do look...
Different, I know. That's what I'm saying, see?
Ah, Colin, you are keeping Mrs. Barton company, yeah? Yeah, I think perhaps you should rescue your Mrs. Meadows from old Archie's. He seems to be getting a little excited.
Right, we'll soon see about that. Oi.
Ah, Mrs. Barton, Sally. I'm so glad you could come. I hope that Colin has been looking after you.
Oh, yes, he's very chatty.
Remarkable, yeah. I have been told that up until recently he had barely spoken a word.
Good Lord, poor man. Some kind of trauma.
Oh, no. He simply hated everybody. Pathologically unsociable. I consider Colin to be a major success. I knew that inside this bitter, taciturn man was an amiable chatterbox. And there's the proof of the puddings, Nine. Of course, there are one or two little problems, as with any treatment.
What sort of problems?
Colin is fantastically boring. He is quite capable of talking the hindquarters from the donkey. Unfortunately, only the donkey would be foolish enough to listen.
Oh, dear.
Still, this is a small price to pay for re-entering the social arena, wouldn't you say?
My word, old Archie's got a look in his eye tonight. Mm. Here, now then, Hans, have I told you about my new fossil compound with the all-weather nutrient? It's the Arnold Schwarzenegger of fossil compounds, this one. My crops is crying out for it. Come on, Collie, give us some of your fossil compound with all-weather nutrient.
Isn't it a bit rude to just wander off like that? He hasn't finished.
We cannot afford to wait for Colin to finish. Would you like to take a walk in the garden? This is my favourite time of the day. The sounds, the smells.
Oh, yes, lovely.
Forgive me, you seem a little preoccupied.
It's nothing.
No, please, tell me.
Oh, I think I left the bathroom window open. only you can see it from the road. You know, it's a bit of an invitation, that's all.
It is obvious you're having difficulty with the rural mindset, the mentality, Nine.
I'm a townie, Professor.
Ah.
I like shopping. I support Chelsea. Waving two fingers at Sam Burke on the M25. That's my idea of being neighbourly, not dropping round with a jar of Whortleberry preserve. I don't think I fit in.
In order to understand these people, you must observe their customs, their traditions. Learn what it is that makes them tick.
Maybe I should knit back and check that window.
Zally, look at me, Zally. You must relax. Rid yourself of this urban paranoia.
I know. I don't need telling. It's ridiculous. Do you think I should organise a neighbourhood watch?
Good morning, Surgery.
Richard, it's Jock.
Jock?
I'm phoning to get a progress report on the commander.
No, he's fine. Don't worry. He just needs a decent rest.
I'm glad to hear it. I tried calling Sally a wee bit after breakfast, but there was a right ruckus going on and a bit of a party by the sounds of it.
Really?
It's a good job the old boy doesn't hear so well these days. You have banged your ceiling into submission by now.
Sal? What on earth's going on? What's all the racket?
Hello, darling. It's Murray Street. They're practising.
In the lounge?
The Mission Hall's being redecorated. They have to go somewhere. Summer fakes tomorrow.
What's wrong with the village green or the pub car park? What are they doing in our front room?
They have to rehearse behind closed doors, silly. So no one copies their routine.
We've got a sick man upstairs.
Dick's all right. He's had his breakfast.
Oh, so he's banging on the floor to congratulate you on your egg and soldiers, is he? And why's the front door wide open?
Someone might call in.
Call who?
I don't know. Anyone. Does it matter?
I don't particularly want every Tom, Dick and cat burglar putting their feet up on the coffee table, all right?
Don't be ridiculous. You're being paranoid.
Paranoid?
Yes.
It's wide open.
I don't see why you're being so unreasonable. They're not doing any harm.
Oh, I've had a terrible morning. I come back for a quiet spot of lunch and find we've been invaded by the flower pot men.
Beg your pardon, both. We didn't mean no inconvenience, like. We'll see yourselves out.
No, look, please, look, I'm sorry. Stay and finish your, what you're doing.
No. I think it's best if we shuffle off, like.
Yeah.
Don't you, lad? Hey?
Are you sure? You're quite welcome.
Oh, I don't think so, Sally, do you? You know what they say.
Here we go.
Richard, how could you?
No, I said I'm sorry, but this isn't like you at all.
You want me to relax, don't you? Go native? Well, I'm making an effort, that's all. It's a simple profile realignment.
What are you talking about?
I must reshape my social dynamic.
I don't understand, Sally.
What? I've joined the Embroidery Circle, the Operatic Society, we're doing Pirates of Penzance. I'm in charge of the tombola, I want to make jam, and you hate me!
No, that's not true. Oh, for goodness sake, this is madness.
Oh, what's the use? You know what they say! No,
Sally, hang on a minute! What do they bloody say?
Hello?
Can I speak to Mrs. Barton, please?
I'm afraid she's not here. Can I take a message?
Oh, it's Playdays here, about the bouncy castle. 12:30, all right?
Sorry?
Only have to allow 20 minutes for inflation. Well, that's inflation for you.
Perhaps you should talk to my wife.
Right, 12:30 then. It was cash, wasn't it?
Yeah, as I said, I think you should...
Smashing, lovely. See you later.
What is going on?
You two haven't patched things up, then?
No, I'm afraid not.
Bit of a rum business all round. Any tea in the pot?
I just don't get it, Dad.
What's that, my boy?
It's Sally. I can't fathom it out. She's so different.
Not with you, Muffin.
You know, you can't change your entire personality overnight. Something's happened. I'm sure of it.
Funny. Reminds me of a run-in Jock and I had a few years back. We'd been on the trail of this mad scientist fellow. Fez, his name was.
Having once again fallen under the hypnotic spell of the evil Dr. Fez, Jock Anderson is now convinced that he's a small subterranean beetle about to be crushed under the heel of his old friend, Dick Barton.
For God's sake, Jock, pull yourself together.
Please, sir, don't mash me. Don't squash me.
Come on, you fathead. Up you get. We've got to get out of here before Fez and his thugs arrive.
Too late, Barton. And you won't get much change out of your friends there. You can't count on a cockroach.
What have you done to him, Fez?
Nothing that a good pesticide wouldn't cure. Enough. Now, at last, Captain Barton, I have you in my grasp. And soon, you too will succumb to my mesmeric powers. Look into my eyes, Dick Barton. Look into my eyes.
Fortunately, I managed to deflect his gaze with a small pocket mirror, and in the confusion, we gave him the slip. Never seen the like of it, though. A grown man crawling about on all fours like a household bug. Auto-suggestion, you see. Damnedest thing. Yeah. Richard?
That's it! Of course! Fassbinder!
No. Fez, his name was. Heinrich Fez. Mad as a hatter.
No, Dad, it's just clicked. Oh,
God, why didn't I see it before?
What the blazes are you talking about?
Fassbinder. Professor Hans Fassbinder and his diametric therapy, that's what. Dad, keep an eye on things, will you? I'm going to see a man about my wife.
Meanwhile, in a large country house just a few miles outside the sleepy village of Eppledon, Professor Hans Fassbinder is conducting further research into his diametric therapy.
Professor, I must insist that you give me back my Archie the way he was. Old, decrepit, bits falling off him.
Mrs. Cadwallader, your husband has undergone a psychogenesis. He is now a new man, and soon you will be a new woman. But first you must access your libidinality.
Access by libidinality.
Find the primal impulse.
Primal impulse.
Dr. Barton, this is a private consultation. How did you get in here?
Your housekeeper showed me through. I'm treating her for irritable bowel syndrome. What's going on here?
I really must ask you to leave, Dr. Barton.
Hello, Mrs. Cadwallader, can you hear me?
Access my libidinality.
What are you playing at, Fassbinder?
Not that it is any business of yours, Dr. Barton, but I am simply helping Miss Cadwallader to regain access to her libidinal core.
The same treatment you gave to Archie, I suppose.
He came to me for help, yeah.
Archie Cadwallader is 79 years old. He has a heart condition and a dodgy prostate. But all of a sudden, he thinks he's Errol Flynn. Yesterday, I was under the impression I had a rather happy marriage. What the hell have you done to her?
With my help, Sally is merely realizing her diametric potential.
I don't want any more of that fairground mumbo-jumbo out of you. Whatever you've done, I want it undone. Now.
Reversing the process is impossible.
Then I suggest you get on to it.
Look into my eyes. It is time for you to leave.
Leave.
You must leave now, and all this will be forgotten.
Hey, not so fast, Fassbinder. Don't listen to him, Buffin. Look away. This is a service revolver here in my hand. I know how to use it, so don't try anything funny.
You forget, I am German. How could I possibly try anything funny? Come, let us talk about this.
No dice, Fassbinder.
Primal impulse. Primal impulse.
Shut up, you silly old woman.
Good heavens above.
Dad, what's happening? Where's Sal?
I left her making a giant trifle. I knew the game was afoot, so I jumped in the jag, and here I am. You didn't think I'd let you have all the fun, did you?
Get them off me! Please! I didn't have time to give us a keyword!
Keyword?
It allows the subject to disengage in case of emergency. Please help me!
So Sally must have a keyword too, is that right?
Yes, of course! Please!
Right, come on, up we come, Mrs. Cadwallader.
Primal impulse!
Now then, Professor, about this keyword.
See anything?
Looks like half the village is down there. What's this? Appledon Summer Fete. Summer bloody fete? Not on my front lawn.
Guess the weight of the effer. Guess the weight of
Bouncy
the effer.
Bouncy castle. Only 50p. Bounce yourself stupid.
Sally.
Richard, fancy a quick bounce?
No, thank you.
Oh, come on, Dr. Killjoy. Have a bit of a bounce.
Sally, listen to me.
You're not going to make another scene, are you?
Damnedest thing you've ever seen. Went upstairs to film a pipe, and there's a fortune teller in the wardrobe. Offered to read my palm for £1.50. I said, madam, I don't need a crystal ball to predict that if you're not out of there in 5 seconds flat, you'll feel the weight of my boot up your backside.
That was Marge from the pub.
Oh, no.
You're determined to ruin this, both of you. Why don't you go back to town, where you belong, with your 24-hour surveillance cameras and your rollerblades and your topless karaoke? Leave us country folk alone. Come on, you lot! Bars open at Richard and Sally's! Free beer for anyone who promises not to...
She's out of control. Richard, quick, the keyword.
What?
The keyword. Give her the wretched keyword.
I can't.
What do you mean you can't?
I can't. My mind's gone blank. I've forgotten it.
For God's sake, Muffin, try harder. Come on, boy. Think.
All right. Something German, isn't it? It's, Kugelhupf. Yes, that's it. Kugelhupf. It's a piece of cake.
What did you say?
Right. Now, Sally, listen carefully. Kugelhupf.
Yes, of course. What? Where am I?
You're at home, safe and sound.
There's people everywhere.
Oh, I know. Now, look, let's get you inside, eh?
I don't understand.
Long, long story, old thing.
If you don't mind, I think I'll have a bit of a lie down.
Good thinking.
Under the stairs.
Now, please, everybody, Sally's not quite herself at the moment. She is almost. If I could ask you just to leave us alone here whilst we get all this sorted out.
Hey,
Right, Dr. Richard, I'll be going then.
Thanks for clearing up, Colin. Appreciate it.
Here, that reminds me. My Audrey does a brilliant lemongrass poultice for them. Has gone a bit mad, like. Want me to nip back with some of your Sally?
No, thanks all the same. I think we've got things under control.
Suit yourself. Hey, if you're Mrs. B are thinking of having another do, by the way, I can always come round and play the old piano.
Well, that's a thought, Collins.
I know Tie a Yellow Ribbon.
I bet you do.
And Wandering Star.
Got shot of them all, have you?
Richard?
Sal, are you all right down there?
Have they gone?
Yes, yes, all of them.
Are you sure?
Absolutely.
Oh, that's better. Is the front door shut?
Yes, it's shut.
What about the back?
Sal, I've been worried half to death. Are you okay?
I'm fine. There's no one mooching about upstairs, is there?
All clear, Sally, my girl.
Anything missing?
Welcome home, Sal.
I haven't been anywhere, have I?
You've been away, metaphysically.
Strange goings-on type of thing.
Well, perhaps you can enlighten me over a large gin and tonic. Anyone interested?
Lovely.
Yeah, just the job.
Tonic. Oh, what are you doing here?
Hello, Mrs. B.
Sal, what's the matter?
All right, Arthur.
The door was open, so I let myself back in, see? This party you might be having, that reminds me. I know all the Beatles back catalogue and all. Yellow Submarine.
He rattles on, doesn't he?
He hardly said a word for years, apparently.
Extraordinary. Reminds me of a fellow I met in Berlin just after the war. Couldn't shut the blighter up. Had him posted to Antarctica to get some peace and quiet. We lost him out there. Must have been his incessant chatter triggered the avalanche.
Oh, lovely stuff.
Richard Barton, General Practitioner, was written by Lowell Mason. Richard was played by Robert Bathurst, with Murray Watson as Dick and Julian Dutton as Young Dick and Colin Meadows. Sally Phillips was Sally and Ian Cuthbertson was Jock. Other parts were played by Anne Beach, Kim Wall and Wayne Forrester. The producer was Joe Clegg.